Big Fat Phone Deal.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Scott Jagow. Yesterday, the Justice Department gave its blessing to the biggest telecom deal this country's ever seen, AT&T's $78 billion buyout of Bell South. The Federal Communications Commission was supposed to vote on it today, but the FCC has postponed that vote until Friday. We don't know why, but we do know that not everyone supports this merger. More now from Lisa Napoli.
When it comes to AT&T's buyout of Bell South, the Justice Department doesn't have antitrust concerns, but the merger can't go through until the FCC says yes to the deal, and two FCC commissioners say it's bad for consumers and competition. But Scott Cleland of research firm Precursor says there's plenty of competition in the telecom sector, and he says worries are a disconnect from reality.
This merger makes so much sense, it hurts. Both Bell South and AT&T jointly own Cingular, and it's a very inefficient way to run a wireless company. So the synergies and the savings are just off the charts.
Like $18 billion worth. AT&T has said if the deal goes through, it would phase out 10,000 jobs over the next 3 years. In New York, I'm Lisa Napoli for Marketplace.
Late fees. Ugh. It's just brutal these days, it seems, if you don't pay your credit card on time. The Government Accountability Office says late fees have almost tripled in the last decade. They averaged $13 in 1995. Now they're at $34. Plus, some banks now charge a $12 or $15 fee for getting your payment in at the last minute so you can avoid the late fee. Right now, the credit card giant Visa is basically a private membership club. It's controlled by a network of banks. But yesterday, Visa said it's going to reorganize and become a publicly traded company. MasterCard went public in May. So what's up with this? Ashley Milne-Tite reports.
It's about the money. Visa is facing a lawsuit from merchants claiming the company charges them artificially high fees each time a customer uses a Visa. Going public means the banks who now own Visa are protected from legal claims. And there'll be plenty more of those, says Robert Manning, author of Credit Card Nation.
They will be selling stock in the new Visa International Association to raise billions of dollars, both to settle their lawsuits as well as to enhance their global transactional network as well as their global mass marketing.
Something he says Visa is eager to do because the U.S. market is saturated. Although MasterCard's share price has jumped since its IPO, Manning says that's nothing to get excited about. He says the real test of each company's share price will come only after they've settled their legal claims, estimated to be worth more than $1 billion. In New York, I'm Ashley Milne-Tite for Marketplace.
The Dow fell 15 points yesterday, a tenth of a percent, to end at 11,852. The S&P 500 dropped 3 points, or two-tenths. The NASDAQ was down three-tenths to 2308. The clothing company Eddie Bauer starts trading on the NASDAQ today. You're listening to Marketplace. All right, it's earnings season. Alcoa kicked things off this week with an 86% increase in third-quarter profits. The aluminum company made 61 cents a share. But that wasn't good enough for Wall Street. Analysts expected 79 cents. So Alcoa's stock dropped 5% yesterday. Different story with Costco. Today, the wholesaler said it beat third quarter forecasts with 75 cents a share profits. That's a small increase over last year. Costco's making more money at its gas stations. The company that owns KFC, Pizza Hut, and Taco Bell had a delicious 3 months. Profits were up 12% at Yum Brands. That has a lot to do with people eating chicken in China. The company says at least 3 out of 4 Chinese ate at a KFC last year. China has more KFCs than any other fast food place. The Marketplace Morning Report comes to you from American Public Media.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Mellon Financial Corporation, helping financially successful individuals and families protect and maximize their assets through the practice of wealth management. Mellon.com. By Fellows. Millions of businesses worldwide choose Fellow Shredders for their shredding needs. Fellows, for information protection you can depend on. More at Fellows.com. And by Thrivent Financial for Lutherans, committed to providing financial expertise that helps both our members and our communities thrive. Let's thrive. Thrivent.com.
This is Marketplace. I'm Scott Jagow.
All around America, men and women worry about their jobs.
Iraq, healthcare,
energy and education.
What you are.
This election season, Marketplace is trying to get at the real agenda, the issues that genuinely make a difference to you. Near the top of the list is the environment. But it's easy to say, I support the environment. Doing something about it is another matter. Here's a good example. California wants to build 1 million solar roofs in the next decade. Will people go for it or not? From the Marketplace Sustainability Desk, Sarah Gardner reports.
In an upscale suburb on the west side of Los Angeles, the neighbors haven't really noticed Winise Wong's latest purchase. That's because it's on her flat rooftop. 18 solar panels generate enough electricity to power Wong's home and hopefully zero out her monthly power bill.
I have an environmental mind, and I also had thought a lot about the power crisis we had in California a couple years ago, and have been moved by all the global warming stories and thought, well, this is time.
Wong's solar roof is among 25,000 in California right now. The state wants to boost that to 1 million. This year, California committed over $3 billion to fund solar rebates over the next decade. Without those rebates, Wong's solar panels and installation would have cost $27,000. But the rebates knocked nearly a third off the price. Wong's husband, Eric Barron.
After the rebate, it might be about 12 years before it has paid for itself.
That's part of the problem, say marketers of solar technology.
I think that it's an economic evaluation of cost effectiveness.
Rick White is president of California Solar in Simi Valley. He says interest in his products is way up, but interest doesn't always translate into a purchase. Californians may want to save the planet, but for most of them, the bottom line still counts.
Obviously, if the cost effectiveness was 5 years or 3 years, then we would have more people doing it.
That's why California plans to jumpstart its program with a mandate on new homes. Starting in 2011, developers building more than 50 houses in a single California subdivision must offer solar as a standard option. State officials predict many home buyers will bite. The solar will come already installed, so it's hassle-free. It'll also cost less. Experts say it's always cheaper to build a system into a new home than add one later. Daniel Kamen is a professor in the Energy Resources Group at UC Berkeley.
I predict within 10 years, if you build a home or small business in California and don't build in some local generation, be it solar is the most likely one or something else, I think that's going to be seen as weird. And that's a really good form of weird.
Kamen says the next logical step will be to let solar users profit by selling their excess power back to the grid. Germany's doing it, and solar panel sales in that country are booming. Conservation goes down a whole lot easier, it seems, with a little green. In Los Angeles, I'm Sarah Gardner for Marketplace.
American Public Media.
Healthcare is one of the issues America